A lot to get to this morning, but certainly the lead, the passing of John Ward, the legendary voice of the Tennessee Volunteers, and so many things you could say. Bob Kessling's going to join us. There's a press conference going on in Knoxville right now, but the man who replaced John Ward's going to join us at about 9:35 or so, whenever the press conference and his obligations there are over. But the passing of John Ward, Big Joe.
Well, it's just sad. It's he was an icon, you know, and we talked earlier this week about the Mount Rushmore of Tennessee. I'd say put him on it. Never played a down of football, never shot a basketball. Put him on it. He's multi-generational. He covered, there's a lot of people, grandfathers, fathers, sons, mothers, daughters. I mean, listen, you grew up listening to Tennessee, not football, but just sports. And he was just, he's the voice. And it's something about your childhood and sitting around listening to those games. And, you know, people, you hear all the time, you know, I turn the TV off, turn the radio on. People did for John Ward. I did for John Ward. I mean, there were some iconic calls that he did. And it's just, it's good. It's a sad day, but then you reflect back that it was a great day because you had John Ward call. I didn't grow up a Tennessee fan at all. Yep. I did not. But there's something about these announcers that here in the South with Kaywood Letford.
Well, it was the golden era, yes, of broadcasting, even like from major league professional sports as well, before television, really, and then now social media. Everybody gathered around the radio to listen to the games, to the calls, and we're going to bring in our good buddy Bill King and Bill. John Ward, I mean, certainly icon, we know that, but I was listening to you there at the last part, and you said something that, you know, and I got to thinking about it. Back in the day, I could tell you every play-by-play announcer in the SEC. I couldn't name a third of them right now.
No, I couldn't either. And the play-by-play announcers today, I'm not going to say are untalented. There's plenty of talent, I'm sure, but they're not going to be the rock stars those guys were, because we've got too many other selections. We've got social media. We've got every game on TV now. So you'll never have another Larry Munson rock star status, or a Kaywood Letford or John Ward. That's not happening.
You know, Bill, growing up here, you think about when John Ward passed, all the great moments that he called. For me, you know, the 86 Sugar Bowl, which we've talked about quite a lot between you and I, you know, Tennessee throttled Miami, and nobody gave Tennessee a chance to win that game. Miami comes out, they're up 7-0, and the Tennessee, here comes Tennessee, here comes Tennessee. And you turn the TV off, you listen to John Ward, because at that moment, I think that was the greatest moment for Tennessee football until they won the title in 98, and you listen to him, and it stays with you. And it's, you know, been 32 years now, and I still remember turning the TV down and turning the radio on. I don't think I would do that today.
No. And that's ironic, because one of the clips that's all over Twitter this morning is that Jeff Powell run, who's from here, that long run from Jeff Powell, a track guy from this area. And I'd forgotten all about that moment. And this morning at 5:30, I'm watching that clip.
Exactly.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, and of course, the other one, the 98 Florida, when the guy missed the field goal in overtime, that's the one that's really getting a lot of play today as well. But the Notre Dame game in 91 where Tennessee robbed, we could go on all day about this, but we're doing it because he made it personal. Maybe like he's sitting next to you calling those games. But, you know, that's like the Larry Munson and other Southern announcers. They did that for us, and that's what we're going to miss.
The other thing about John Ward, and there are many of them, he was incredibly objective. Now, you know, if somebody's not a fan of Tennessee and they're listening to his broadcast, maybe they wouldn't see it that way. But, I mean, if Tennessee's getting their butt kicked, he would absolutely tell you. It wasn't, you know, all orange. If it wasn't going well, you're going to hear about it. And I always thought he was maybe too objective for some Tennessee fans. Now, they all love him, but most play-by-play guys are pure homers. He wasn't.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about, obviously, Kaywood, Ledford to Kentucky, and same with Larry Munson. But, you know, and not for those gentlemen themselves, because they were very good friends and associates in the business, you know, because their paths crossed and everything. But in each state, there was a rivalry for the fans among whose announcer was the best. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you go to Kentucky, okay, Wood Leffer. You go to in Tennessee, John Ward. You go to Georgia, Larry Munson. I mean, you know, all the way through, and then the ones at Mississippi State who was there for
Jack Crystal.
Yeah, Jack Crystal was there for, what, 50, 40 years or something like
Correct.
That. But everybody in each state thought their guy was the best. You don't have that now.
No. No, it's not even a conversation. You don't even have that conversation with your buddies over a beer somewhere.
Yeah.
it doesn't come up. It doesn't. I'll tell just a quick ironic story about Larry Munson, you know, and the 1980 calls, maybe the most famous radio call ever, in my opinion, the Buck Belue to Lindsey Scott call. But I'm just barely in the business. I'm you know, nobody. And I get a ring from the secretary, says Larry Munson's in the lobby to see me. This is early 90s. I'm going, why would that guy want to see me? You know, for what? Then what's he doing here? He was in town. His grandson was at Lipscomb. And he was wanting to get in the business. And Munson wanted to meet with me. Just out of the blue, I'm thinking, how would Larry Munson want to meet me about getting somebody in the business? I mean, I'm the last guy he ought to be thinking of. You know, I'm barely in the business myself. And what a nice guy. That's the only time I got to meet him. Great guy.
I did a Q&A with John Ward in the early 90s, and I went to Knoxville,
right.
And I met him at a restaurant near his house, and it was like 3 in the afternoon, so there was hardly anybody, you know, after lunch, pre-dinner type situation. And the Q&A took 30 minutes, but he sat there an hour, an extra 30 minutes with me, and the interview became about me. And who, you know, and instead of me interviewing him, he was interviewing me, and he made me feel, you know, and I said, hey, you know, I grew up in Kentucky, blah, 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 this and that and everything. And we had fun with that. And he, you know, but he was such a gracious man to everybody. And then so many, he took in a, you know, there's people who give lip service to pay to, you know, what, paying it forward. He paid it forward. You see Bob Kessling, you see Mike Keith, you see so many people that he helped, as you mentioned, get, like Larry Munson was trying to get started.
The other thing about John, again, there are millions of them, but he and his wife were incredibly avid gardeners. And John Ward always made it clear, his first job was not broadcasting. He was in advertising. And he basically owned the Vol Network there for all those years before the big companies took over. He made multi-millions. I mean, he made a fortune. He got his law degree, actually, but went into advertising and broadcasting. But his job, his first and foremost job, was he was in the advertising business, and he headed it up. And he had the whole Vol package and made a fortune. And he always made it clear the broadcasting thing was number two. And people didn't understand that or realize it. Maybe people today don't realize that. But he and his wife would go out, and I never got to go to his house, but I've been told this. They had a huge garden in their yard that they spent 4 to 5 hours every morning in, both of them. Every day of the year they worked in that garden, and apparently it was meticulous. It looked like the Garden of Eden, and that was his other passion. People did not realize.
You know, Bill, it's funny you say about his money is that he gave $1 million to the broadcast. I'm thinking, man, a play-by-play guy gave $1 million to the school. But, yeah, I mean, he was a very smart and a very good businessman for a long, long time, and he loved that university more than anything else. Bill, I'm going to tell you, he called basketball games by himself. When the Tennessee basketball teams in the 80s, when I was growing up, were absolutely awful. And he made it like you were Dyron Nix, Tony White in 86, and Doug Roth. Those teams were terrible.
Right.
But he made you feel a part of it. And that's something that I'll remember forever.
You know what? Here's, again, there's a million ironies. Before him, a more famous guy was the broadcasting play-by-play guy at Tennessee, and that was Lindsey Nelson from Columbia, Tennessee. And Lindsey Nelson there was there a couple of years, again from Columbia, and then got the Mets job and did the Mets for like, I don't know how many years. Remember, Lindsey Nelson was the play-by-play man for the syndicated Notre Dame replays that we
That's
would get
right.
on Sunday morning?
Yeah, on Sunday mornings.
Correct.
Later in the third quarter.
Correct. Correct. Vegas Ferguson. Remember all those names? Yeah. I mean, from the 70s? But, yeah, I mean, John Ward came in after him. Yeah, I mean – I don't think there's never been a back-to-back at any school like that, I wouldn't think. It's amazing.
It is. We can go on for the next.
I was thinking George Plaster, Joe Fisher, but no, just, no. That's more of a shot at Plaster than Joe. Okay,
yeah, right.
Let's
right,
just
right.
leave it like. Hey, Bill. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate you, man. Talk to you, Brad Powers, tomorrow morning. Correct.
Yes, sir.
All right. See you, man.
All right.